Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
A Fickle Fan Base and the Van Dijk Repercussion by Distance Covered. For too long, Liverpool have placed far too much emphasis on talking about transfers and have subsequently lacked in the dynamism in the market to back up that talk with meaningful actions. Liverpool over the years have consequently developed an extensive list of missed targets that the club widely reported are interested in. Such an approach has left the Liverpool fanbase disappointed and embarrassed on countless occasions, as we've expected to sign a player and embrace the hype surrounding that player to ultimately witness that player signing for another club, and often a direct rival. Willian, Konoplyanka, Dempsey, Salah, Diego Costa and Alexis Sanchez, to name but a few, have all been widely reported at some stage by Liverpool's media exposure, yet we depressingly signed none. Peter Zielinski was portrayed for months as a key target for Jurgen Klopp, leading up to the window last summer, and a similar story transpired regarding Julian Brandt in the months before this summer, yet in both cases it has stemmed to nothing. Further examples are Henrik Mkhitaryan and Ousmane Dembele, both of which Liverpool reportedly made attempts to sign, yet the pair ended up together at Borussia Dortmund, leaving Liverpool fans envious of Dortmund's transfer proficiency. This unsophisticated approach is ultimately Liverpool's downfall when it comes to transfers, as the initial media announcements that update the fanbase on transfer targets generate hope, optimism and expectation. Optimism is a positive mood to surround a football club, as it fosters positivity within the fan base. But when that optimism is short-lived and eventually results in disappointment, it nurtures fickleness. As a consequence, Liverpool's fan base has been immersed in that fickleness over the years due to numerous failed attempts at landing high-profile targets. Liverpool's fan base is now at a stage whereby a large number of supporters have little trust in the club's ability to conclude a deal, and the fans therefore dramatically react to the first sign of doubt or if a negotiation is taking longer than expected, such as Mohamed Salah's current deal. Any general negotiation process requires patience, subtleness and intelligence, but Liverpool's historic actions in the transfer market allow these principles to conflict. The recent repercussions. Recently, as was widely reported, Liverpool paid the price for their naivety in media exposure by apparently losing out on yet another top target, Virgil van Dijk. This was arguably Liverpool's biggest transfer blunder in recent memory, surpassing losing Willian to Chelsea and Konoplyanka to an inflexible owner, as he failed to sign in the dying seconds of deadline day in January 2014. For those that don't know, Liverpool were forced to publicly end their interest in Van Dijk, as well as issuing an apology to Southampton for allegedly manipulating the transfer in an illegal manner. Liverpool foolishly announced through the media that Van Dijk had chosen us over the likes of Chelsea and Manchester City, which basically monopolised the market for the player and prevented any potential bidding war that Southampton had probably hoped for. Such an announcement triggered massive elation throughout Liverpool's fanbase, as for the first time the club had beaten off competition from top rival clubs to sign a high-profile player. Once again though, that hope and positivity was short-lived and developed into embarrassment within 48 hours. A perfect representation of why fickleness has developed amongst a large group of Liverpool supporters regarding transfers. It's a result of their frequently changing moods towards their club's endeavours. Happiness versus disappointment, hope versus despair, and pride versus embarrassment. However, since the notorious recent mishap, Liverpool's approach appears different and much more subtle. The club have since released very little transfer information and haven't mentioned Van Dijk once. Local journalists have had very little news to share, and the Liverpool Echo has been reporting the same transfer updates daily for what feels like an eternity. Although this change in attitude may be frustrating for the Liverpool fans that like to be constantly well informed, the current careful media approach is much healthier for the club and the fans as a whole. 26th of May 2017 at around 7 a.m, reports of Manchester City's interest in Bernardo Silva begin to emerge in the media. At 10:55 a.m, he's announced as City's first signing of the summer on the club's Twitter account. This is the type of business that Liverpool should and will now look to do, as such dynamic actions in the market spawn a sense of pride in the supporters and present an image of impressiveness towards rival clubs. Personally, I think the club will try to resurrect the Van Dijk deal at some point, and if they do, I'm certain we'll hear virtually nothing about it until the deal is completed. That's how a high-profile transfer should be, and Liverpool should adopt this approach moving forward, even though it may not be to the preference of the transfer-obsessed supporters. If, moving forward, Liverpool adopt this more subtle approach to transfer dealings and media exposure, it'll result in genuine optimism and positivity within Liverpool's fan base, rather than short-term hope. Over time, it'll reduce the fickleness of supporters towards the transfers and replace that with confidence and sureness. So to conclude, I welcome Liverpool's new subtle and considered approach to media exposure regarding transfers, and hopefully we can continue in this vein throughout the summer, operating in a quiet yet effective manner behind the scenes. You know, a couple of things strike me about this. I would love to believe that the club have adopted a new subtle approach, keeping things quiet until the deals are done. I can't say I have a huge amount of faith in that being a possibility, given our performances over recent seasons. I'll really have to hold judgment on that one. Let's see. Let's get a couple of deals done quickly and quietly first before I'd be willing to sign off on that one myself. The other thing that I found quite jarring as I was reading through this was a very well-made point in the article that it's Manchester City who are actually showing how business should be done properly. That Bernardo Silva thing is, in fact, a textbook example of how you'd like your club to go about business. Let it be known early that you are into a player and very quickly move to secure that player and announce the player's signature. That, of course, is the ideal way you'd like things to be done, but I do feel a bit queasy looking at Manchester City and admiring them and their way of doing business, considering really they are a sort of a root cause of the whole destabilization that's going on with the transfer market at the moment and the difficulty that an awful lot of clubs, especially Liverpool, because frankly I don't care about anyone else, the difficulties faced by Liverpool as a result of City's money and their ability to basically flex their muscles at any time. But, you know, it's, as I say, it's a well-made point. It's a well-observed point. That is how you want it to be done, and that's how we wish it would be done. We'll keep our fingers crossed and we'll hope that lessons have been learned, and we'll try to be optimistic and upbeat about the fact that they will be.
Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.